I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Back with you, and thanks to the magic of radio, I'm keeping my distance from you with my summer cold. Still, the work goes on, and not just here in the newsroom. There's big work apparently going on with preparations for the now back-on-again June 12th summit with North Korea. A top North Korean official will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this week in New York. We'll tell you more about General Kim Jong-chul later in the show. The Trump administration is sure to press the North Koreans hard to give up their nuclear weapons, and we got to wondering just what nuclear capabilities does Pyongyang have? Siegfried Hecker is a former director of the Los Alamos Weapons Laboratory in New Mexico. He's now a professor at Stanford University. First of all, can you give us a rundown of what North Korea's nuclear program looks like today, May 29th? What's in their arsenal?
So they have a threatening arsenal today. The way that we try to estimate it is how much bomb fuel do they have? That is plutonium and highly enriched uranium. And the answer is that we believe they have sufficient highly enriched uranium and plutonium for perhaps 25 to 30 nuclear weapons. We believe that with the 6 nuclear tests that they've actually conducted, that they could deliver those nuclear warheads in most likelihood to all of South Korea and all of Japan. I do not believe at this time they yet have the capability to put those warheads on an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, to reach the United States or, for that matter, Guam or Hawaii.
So if the estimate is North Korea has enough material for 25 to 30 nukes, how long do you estimate denuclearization is going to take? Because you're one of the few experts from the West who has actually visited the nuclear sites in North Korea.
Well, the way that I look at it is it took them 25 or so years to nuclearize, to get to the arsenal that I just described. So let me give you the bottom line up front. I've laid out a roadmap that says it probably would take on the order of 10 years, but that could stretch to 15 years if the politics don't work out. The reason for it being that long is it took a long time to be able to, first of all, do the three parts of what it takes for a nuclear arsenal. That is, first, to make the bomb fuel. That's plutonium, highly enriched uranium. That takes a large number of facilities. Second, you have to be able to design and actually manufacture and test a bomb. And then third, you have to be able to deliver, and that's the missile part. So if you look at those components, we're talking about dozens of sites, many, many hundreds of buildings, and thousands of people. And to turn that around is going to take the sort of time frame that I just mentioned. In addition, the time frame will be largely determined as to whether the U.S. and North Korea can build sufficient trust that will allow North Korea to feel sufficiently comfortable in its security to be able to give up the nuclear weapons.
And I imagine that trust is really important when one side is saying we want full denuclearization and the other side says no.
That's correct. And so that's what the negotiations would have to be about. And, you know, it's clear the U.S. would like to have North Korea. The term that they've coined is CVID, complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. Well, that's not the way the North Koreans see it. In terms of my discussions with them, a civilian nuclear program is extremely important to the North Korean, as is a civilian space program. And whether the United States would want to allow such a civilian program in the long term is one of the big questions. Those things will have to be resolved through negotiations, which by themselves will take a long time.
So what would you stress to U.S. officials who will be negotiating with North Korea? What would you tell them?
In my opinion, what's really important is that you go in, and even in that first meeting, that you lay out that denuclearization is the end goal. We're not going to be debating that. And that means demilitarization is the end goal. So we want you to get rid of the nuclear weapons program. We're willing to discuss the possibility of you keeping civilian program. And in fact, we're even willing to work with you cooperatively in order to be able to make that transition from a military to a civilian program. And that cooperative activity would actually then give us the best chance to be able to verify any final agreement. But you must go into the negotiation stage by saying denuclearization is the end goal, but we're willing to come up with a mechanism by which we roll back the program and then eventually eliminate.
Siegfried Hecker, former director of the Los Alamos Weapons Laboratory in New Mexico, now professor at Stanford. Thank you very much. This was really interesting.
Marco, it was my pleasure.